This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's about... So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
I want to tell you, the electricity in this crowd is awesome. I've got goose pimples in my ass watching this event, and a lot of people in here do. This is why we're here.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
B.I.G.
Hey, if you want to contact me, you can go to myspace.com/thewine82, or you can find me on Facebook. You can feel free to send me a lot of comments about me and my ideas.
And nude pictures if you're a guy.
And nude pictures of me too.
Oh, whoa.
My issue is that we wake up to this monstrosity.
Daddy likey.
I get it.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin here from The Kevin and Bean Show. I'm here to talk about a life's...
You're listening to a 5-hour experimental presentation. For further information, you will need to keep listening to your radio.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
So that's a toss-up, right?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
My nipples are so hard.
And now.
And what do you think of people using the N-word? Is it a bad idea? That's a pretty bad idea, right?
Our feature presentation.
What is the ruling on that now?
I think it's a pretty bad idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday, April 13th. What? Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th. It's a theme song.
But you're not one of those people, right?
I already saw a black cat and walked under a ladder. Bitches, suck it.
I'm continuously fascinated by how people really, really observe that. They really are scared of that. There's no 13th floor in hotels. It's all ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
Stryker?
Yeah, I love the movies, by the way. But
it's not the question.
No, I know, but I do not believe in any of that hijinks.
You don't.
I am superstitious, but a black cat, a broken mirror, an umbrella inside, walking under a ladder, none of that affects me.
What are you superstitious about, then?
If I do really well in something, which is rare, so that's like one every 9 years, I will have like my go-to shirt that I wore for that, and my shoes, so that's why I'm suspicious. I also have the toilet paper rolling over the top and not coming under, always.
Well, okay, that just is good sense.
Right.
But hold on. So you wear a specific lucky thing and then you do well, or you do well so then that thing becomes lucky?
I do well, then that thing becomes lucky. I'm like, you know what? I think I did good because of this. And that's how it gets into my rotation. Top of the rotation immediately.
You can't ever say, I just did a good job, and I've been trying for 9 years, and I just nailed it once.
The shoes.
You can't give yourself that much credit?
It was the rolled-up sleeves on the new button-up from the Nordstrom rack, Kevin. That's what did it.
Why the shoes as well? That's a strange thing.
Well, I think similar to you, Kevin, I don't have a ton of shoes, so I have like a pair of boots and sneakers, and then it's whatever is good that day, we'll go the next day.
Wow, you're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh?
I've worn the same pants to your show basically every single day this week because I felt like it's been going okay and I haven't ruined everything yet.
It has been going well, but not because of your pants.
Wait, so there's another level, too. It's nailing it, then, hey, it's okay.
It's going
well.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How do you decide whether it's the pants or the shirt and shoes?
Pretty much whatever's most comfortable and if I haven't spilled anything on my shirt.
Okay.
Okay, that doesn't seem like superstitious. That just seems like your child and you need to change clothes because they're dirty.
It could be that, too. Oh, man.
So bizarre.
I have been enjoying this look into Stryker's psyche. I really have.
Yeah, because crazy.
I mean, somebody mentioned something yesterday that made me laugh so hard. If Allie is She Bean, Stryker is He Allie. Which made me laugh so hard. And then I instantly felt for Stryker, like, oh, no, now Stryker is associated with me.
That's how I feel when somebody say they're like me. They're, oh, that's a shame.
But it made me laugh so hard. Oh,
I'll take that as a huge compliment, by the way.
Oh, that
is very
sweet. If
I can just have or be with, I guess it would be have. Do I have Allie 10%?
I mean, what? Huh? How much you got?
What?
I would like 30% of Allie in me, and then it would be perfect.
Well, I would like 30% of you and me.
What's happening right now?
That's not a lot of me, Allie. Believe me. Ask Katie. She knows.
Oh, no.
He doesn't have 30%.
30% of me is -2.
Would it be cool if it was 5%?
Yeah. I'll give you 5%. I feel like I'm on ecstasy already. What's happening?
Oh, dear.
I like that he said ecstasy already.
Yeah. Sure, of course.
Oh, no.
He usually starts at around 8 this morning.
Okay.
So he's way early today.
K-Rock Coachella House.
I'm here.
Describe it.
All right. So it is, obviously, it's the morning and it's dark, but it's very cold right now. When I drove in yesterday, it is the most wind I've seen down here in the desert. I was driving slow on the freeway. There was a sandstorm going on, but specifically about the house, I am sitting on the K-Rock broadcast stage, which is absolutely beautiful. I'm about to put up a picture on my Instagram, Ted Stryker. We also have, and people think, well, what do you have there? We have a huge stage, a real stage where many of the bands that are doing Coachella, they stop by, they are playing here. We're broadcasting live all weekend long. There's a pool. There's going to be floaties everywhere. There's some sort of adult beverages already out everywhere here. And it's just a few engineers, the King of Mexico to my right, and a bunch of sleeping people inside this mansion.
Did you say pool or poo?
I said floaties. There's going to be floaties everywhere.
Floaties, right. Gross. Floaties like those, what are they called? Flamingos? There's going to be flamingos in the pool.
Okay. Okay. In the poo. You keep saying poo. Do you not have an L in your vocabulary?
I think I lost the L early this morning somehow. Okay, the pool, La Piscina, has some floaties in it.
All right. I usually upper deck the pool. I'm going to do that when I get there today.
Oh. Remember when you had to then explain what upper deck was to me? That was the worst day of my life.
I don't know what it means either. I don't know what that means.
All right, I'll
Kevin.
Tell you off the air, Stryker.
Off the air? All right.
Yeah, you know what toilet... Oh, okay,
tell me. No, tell me right now.
You know how a toilet has a tank?
Yes.
And then a bowl.
Okay.
So if you upper deck it, you go in the tank... And then when it's flushed, surprise!
No.
God,
I love
What's
that,
wrong
Kevin.
With you?
I don't
know.
Why'd your voice go up so high when you said surprise?
I don't know.
Like it was a real gift to us.
That's what it is. People just don't recognize it for that, but it's a real gift.
I'm finding things out about you, Kevin, this week that I know that my idiosyncrasies and lunacy in my brain, but I am loving hearing these things about you.
Oh, come on. That's just good fun.
You are way more than just a moment with Kevin.
Right?
Way more than that.
Right.
Yes.
He's multiple moments with Kevin.
There's a lot of moments going on. All right. Let's talk about this morning's Kevin and Beto, shall we?
Oh, yes. Are you done? I was hoping you'd talk more about yourself.
Oh, no. We're done with that. It's Friday, so we got Keep It 100.
We're going through all of our Uber ratings because it occurred to us that all passengers are also rated.
Right.
And so we're going to go through and try to, you know, describe why we have the rating that we have. Because Allie has like a 1.
I do not.
2.
Maybe.
Maybe a 2.
No, it's not that low.
But she sort of knows why, I think.
Yeah, I know why I was bumped down for one specific ride.
All right. Jersey Shore recap from Omar, who, first of all, hated it. Really hated it. Then watched it and came in and played the highlights. Now he's in love with it.
Yeah, it was a weird turnaround.
It turned him hard. The Kevin.
What? Turned him around hard, maybe.
Around. Let's put around in there. That's good.
Are we live right now?
Yeah.
Not yet. Not what? Yet.
There's news on the Kevin and Bean billboard.
Oh.
Going to tell you about that. And we also have an internet roundup, and we've got your passes for weekend 2 for Coachella. So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Allie is here with what's happening.
Well, we talked a little bit about Friday the 13th at the top of the show. You mentioned, hotels don't even have a 13th floor.
Yep.
Very rarely to hospitals. If you go to an airport, you can never find gate 13,
yeah,
right?
It's crazy.
It's very bizarre. Do you know kind of what the history is with the number 13?
I was driving in and I thought, I don't know the history of it. And then I thought, no, everyone else must, so I'm not going to bring it up.
Well, no, I think there's all different versions, but I think the one most believed is the earliest Friday the 13th had to do with the Christian story.
Okay.
Last Supper. Jesus, 12 disciples, 13, then boom, Friday, right?
That's when it
crucified
started?
Crucified the next day, yeah. As
long, are you making that up? Or?
No, okay. No, it's real, right?
Just asking.
Did I also just say Last Supper, boom,
you
next
did.
Day?
You did.
Yeah, he was crucified the next day, which was a Friday. So Friday, 13.
Was bad that one time for that situation.
Well, I mean, it was pretty bad.
And it's still bad today?
And it's still bad today.
All right.
Absolutely. Also, past methods of execution involving the number 13. 13 steps leading to the gallows. 13 knots in a hangman's noose. 13 feet from which the guillotine blade falls. And this is interesting. Some infamous killers whose names all contain 13 letters.
Okay, now
Jack
you're reaching.
The Ripper, John Wayne Gacy, Charles Manson, Jeffrey Dahmer, Theodore Bundy. I mean, doesn't work if you call him Ted, but
right?
Still.
Theodore.
I mean,
that's somebody trying to make a list.
They're like, we need one more. Ted, but no. Theodore.
I'll give any of you guys a present if you tell me what kind of car Ted Bundy
Volkswagen
drove.
Bug.
That is correct, Allie McKay.
What just happened? Yes. Oh, you love murder.
I love murder.
Good job, Allie.
Thank you so much, Stryker.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm going to give you that 3%.
Oh.
It's going down.
Down. What?
30%, sorry.
And, of course, there have been an even dozen. That means 12. Friday the 13th movies. Do you know the names of all of them, Kevin?
Friday the 13th.
That was the original.
Friday the 13th, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11,
no,
12,
no,
13.
No. The final chapter, A New Beginning, Jason Lives, The New Blood, Jason Takes Manhattan, The Final Friday, Jason X, Freddy versus Jason, and Friday the 13th,
and
came
Jason
out in 2009.
Hell. You had to be reading those.
No, not at all.
How do you?
Not
what?
One bit. Nope.
What?
I like Friday the 13th movie. You know, out there at Camp Crystal Lake, they had the reopening. And Jason drowned there as a youngster, and the mom comes to murder. But then in part 2, it's not the mom, it's the kid. It's the kid coming back. And somehow, he's got a quick hockey mask on.
Right.
And he is walking around very slowly, but he chases the fast kids who are running. He always catches up to them. He never sprints, he just walks.
What's the matter with you? Are you crazy or something?
And that's my story of Jason Voorhees.
Well,
that's crazy.
Thank you. By the way, Friday the 13th films have made $382 million at the U.S. box office.
Oh, my God.
It's not bad. Not bad. All right. Well, we...
That was shocking.
We're out of time.
All right.
With all those Friday the 13th fun facts.
Much information, man.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. Some birthdays for you from Get Out. Allison Williams. Isn't it funny we don't even think of girls anymore? We're just like from Get Out. Actor Ron Perlman, singer Aaron Lewis, rapper Ty Dolla $ign, and actor Ricky Schroeder.
Oh,
later,
yeah.
I'll have to tell you the story of... my one true love, Ricky Schroeder.
Later, meeting after 10?
How dare you? And that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
How long did we fight for the billboard?
A good week and a half.
Right?
Yeah. Kevin, are you okay?
I don't know, because Christine is here. She's got some news for us.
I'm so sad to be the one to break the news, you guys.
Billboard was located at Coliseum Lot 6 with Martin Luther King Boulevard between Hoover and Figueroa.
For how long was it there?
It was there for about 30 days.
Yeah.
I feel like we need some sad music, you guys.
What are you saying right now?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That bad?
I mean, it's gone.
Kevin.
Gone.
Kevin.
It's gone.
Tagged.
Gone. Replaced.
Not replaced.
Replaced. It's not just taken down. It's replaced with somebody else's billboard.
Don't tell me who put up that billboard.
Well, I'm going to tell you in a second. Now, Christine was going through the Instagram at Kevin and Bean. That's the account. And how did you find out that it was taken down?
Well, you know, I was going through DMs.
Like you do.
Like I do. Mm-hmm. And saw a message from listener Ramon that said, "No, they changed your billboard." And I write back, because, you know, now we have two.
Right, because we're
Which
crazy.
Which one? And he says, "I work on King and Hoover, so the first one ever."
The OG.
The OG. This is the crazy part.
Wow.
He said that he passes by it every day, and it was there that morning. Gone on his way home.
Gone.
This is upsetting.
Gone. Taken down.
Wow.
I am so... You guys worked for 30 years to get a billboard.
I mean, mm-hmm.
And
basically.
You get 30 days right. of a billboard?
Right.
Yep.
Why couldn't they fight to keep that up? But you mentioned you do have another one.
Yes, there's one out near Indio.
That's right.
That mm-hmm. people
Cabazon.
Might that people might see on their way back from Coachella.
Okay. Well, let's not forget our one in Mexico.
Right.
That
right.
no one will see, but still it's there.
So 4 hours outside the next big city.
Sure.
Right?
I mean, mm-hmm. not the best location.
It's not the
location,
best location.
But it's there.
Stryker, the answer to your question is Azusa Pacific University. They took over.
APU?
APU put up a billboard in our place instead of us.
Well, the there's heck? Obviously beef now, right?
Right.
We have to go after
is
them.
Is it even a real university?
Right. Hold is on. It accredited?
I don't think so.
Right.
You get fake degrees, right? That's what I've heard.
Did, what's his name? Stryker? Apply there?
Stryker?
One of his Ambien deals?
That was University of Phoenix.
My
when
bad.
I applied to college on
My
Ambien.
Bad. Okay.
How dare you, Allie? But listen, this school, Azusa Pacific,
mm-hmm.
was created in 1900.
Right.
The Kevin and Bean Show was created in around 1990. It has 90-year seniority on you, so maybe step back off Azusa Pacific.
Hey, whose side are you on, man?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, they're
yeah,
also...
Stryker.
Stryker's on their team.
Boo! Boo! Nice having you on the show, Stryker.
I tried to get my small little head with small ears in 1 inch of the van and the billboard, and everybody said no.
Oh, I see. So there's some you bitterness can't. Here.
Mm. Yes.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
so
yes,
you're happy.
No, I...
Did you contact Azusa Pacific?
Did
you say, hey, this is where you need to put up a billboard?
And here's some money?
Did that happen,
so.
Stryker?
It didn't. If I would have done that, I would have had my face holding a degree from Azusa Pacific.
Which,
so
are,
no.
which are fake, I've heard.
No, no. Hey, yes. Azusa Pacific has won 7 Rose Bowls.
What?
No, they. I don't think they've
okay,
been in a Rose Bowl.
Yeah, I didn't yeah. think so. That's
no,
ridiculous.
That part's not right. That part's not right.
It's a fake university. They don't give out real degrees, and their professors stink. I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
No. I'm pretty sure.
I mean,
I'm not positive on all the
rough.
All the details there, but yeah, the billboard's down, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So
worse.
It was good while it lasted.
Yeah.
Guys, I need to go reclaim it. I'm going out there. I'm taking it down. I'm going to reclaim it.
Please
for
do.
For the sake of the Kevin and Bean Show. That was ours first. This is like what gangs do. They're crossing out our turf, our marking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not really, because you just pay for a certain amount of time.
Yeah. I mean, we or don't that. Have to jump anyone in.
I'm still going back out.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Good luck with that. So I guess it's goodbye to the billboard, you guys. It's goodbye to the billboard.
Yeah, there's a bunch of billboards for K-Rock, but there aren't any for us. So what if we did our own?
You see a billboard from time to time that's just been dormant, or it's got an old ad on it. So there's got to be one of those, and we design our own.
Okay.
Who can draw? Anyone?
I can do stick figures.
Stick figures. All right, that's the leading contender.
And then I'm going to waste money on electronic billboards on the morning show. So.
I mean, he's not wrong.
I mean, hurtful.
I really don't think it's going to help any. I've been listening to you guys for a long time.
Actor has no faith.
It's very sad. What if we just found one? One, right? Because we can't afford more than one billboard. Let's not be ridiculous.
We don't need to be super flashy, right?
What about these ones that we've been talking about, Dan, where it's advertising a movie from last October, but it's still up because nobody else wants it?
Well, I just did. You buy it for a certain amount of time, and then when the time is up, if you have to replace it, they will. If they don't, yeah, you get a bunch of free ads. As long as you find a really crappy spot to put it in, yeah. So I remember a little while ago, you had that artist who came in who did a really janky Kevin and Bean drawing with a paper reverse.
Oh,
that
yes.
That is my friend, Allie Siegel.
And she threw us with braces.
Yes.
I love that.
We need Kevin to get a hold of Allie Siegel and ask if she'll do it.
We have a billboard.
You buy it for a certain amount of time.
What if we just found one? It's gone. We have a billboard. And one.
I really don't think it's going to help any.
R.I.P. Billboard.
Oh, man. I'm very, very sorry.
Shut up, Stryker.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Omar is here.
Hello. Good morning, Omar. You know what yesterday was?
What was yesterday?
It was Jurors Day, bitches.
No.
It was. It was Jurors Day.
No.
Here's the thing about Omar. He 2 weeks ago, he couldn't have hated Jersey Shore more.
Right. Yeah.
So we said, oh, that's funny, then let's make him review it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kevin and Beans, they punish you that way.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
But he's turned.
Yeah. Where,
has the show been all my life, guys?
He's turned.
Are you kidding me?
Especially he's upset he didn't watch earlier
last
seasons.
Last night's show was totally geared towards me, guys. It was amazing.
Oh, no.
I couldn't get enough.
That's not good.
I have a partner in crime because Stryker watches, too.
Stryker?
From the day one when Jersey Shore came out, I was on board. I love the reboot of it. And I'm curious, Omar, who's your favorite person on the show since you've only been watching it like three episodes now?
I got to be honest. I love the situation. Situation has turned everything around. I guess he was a real D-bag back in the day, and now he's sober 2 years. He's changed his life.
Okay.
And here's a little clip of Jay Wow asking how he turned it around.
What caused you to stop?
I just realized that my way wasn't working. I had to realize that my personality was an obsessive personality. Anything I did. And I need to have a handle on myself.
Okay.
He's had a handle on himself.
He's so just normal.
Yeah.
He's just normal guy, and he's loving life, and he's not featured a lot because there's a lot of drama, and I think he's probably making a conscious decision to kind of stay away from all that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
sure.
He doesn't get tempted. So this is Jersey Shore Family Vacation. They are in Miami, and Snooki is missing her kids like crazy, so she decides to FaceTime them.
Hi, babes.
What are you doing, babe?
I love you, babe. I love you.
Thank God for video chat. My kids are happy. They're with Gianni. They're totally fine.
Of course they're fine. They're without you, Snooki. And they couldn't get mom rid of her fast enough. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. So she was feeling bad, and let's find out how she felt after the call.
My kids are my life, but you need a break. If I leave, I would be such a hypocrite because I always say, moms, you need to get away. You need to enjoy your me time. And I'm literally, this is my opportunity, and I'm just complaining. I'm staying.
Yay. Yeah, here, Ronnie. Yay.
Did she say this is what I've always told people? Like she's giving advice to?
Yeah. I have three of her parenting books.
Do you? Yeah. No kids. That's odd.
Who is going to take more time for Snooki than Snooki?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Agreed.
So, you know, I love the situation, but Ronnie's really my hero. Okay.
What?
Yeah, Ronnie last night, Stryker, you know,
Is your hero.
He was doing the Lord's work, okay? He's only been there a couple of days, and he's already destroyed all the bathrooms.
Yes.
he just goes to town on them.
He's your guy.
Yeah, check this out.
Oh, you know what?
Every bathroom.
Why is this kid a beast?
He's a bathroom toilet destroyer. We've been in the house now for like 2 days. Like, there's no toilet that's a match for Ronnie. Holy God, dude. Wrecking everything. I can't go in there. Holy dude.
Just dropping bombs.
Listen to Omar laughing.
Look at the joy on his face.
Where has this been all my life, guys?
It's been on. You've been angry at
it. Is it on Netflix? Where is this? Oh, I need to go binge watch all the seasons because it makes me feel so good. I'm telling you. So they go rock climbing and they do a bet of who's going to clean Ronnie's mess. Because
okay.
Ronnie doesn't want... Nobody wants to do it, okay?
Of course.
So it's down to Dina and Snooki, and Snooki loses. And here's the reaction of everybody kind of like seeing Ronnie's masterpiece and Snooki going to clean it.
Oh, my God.
Ron, what the comes out of you?
Flush.
This is just pure, like, soup. Okay, I'm gonna do it. Let's get this over with.
Lord, please pray for Nicole and give Nicole the strength to not die as her little Snooki lungs have to breathe in all the particles that are in the air. Amen.
That's a beautiful prayer.
Poop particles. She's all like suited up. She has like a big plastic thing and gloves, and she's wearing like a shower
cap. It's a hazmat suit.
It's freaking amazing. Why didn't you guys tell me earlier about this show?
Omar, why in the world did these girls agree to rock climb to see who was going to clean Ronnie's poop? He's the one that ruined the toilets. And these girls like, sure, we're going to rock climb and
I don't know, but it's spectacular. That's all I care about.
Omar, doesn't care.
Yeah, exactly. But he dropped bombs, Snooki cleans it, and then everybody at the Jersey Shore house, they're very intellectual people.
Sure.
So here's Vinny, Pauly D, and Ronnie talking to Dina about birth control.
You wear condoms with your husband? Your skin's even touching. That doesn't even count as sex.
Yes, it does.
I bet they don't always.
I just started busting.
No.
Well, yeah, she has an IUD, so I started.
And can you not say busting? It's gross. She's your woman.
You want us to go extra.
So raunchy.
No wonder you love it.
God, this show is just tailored made for me, guys.
These are your people.
Why didn't you? Oh, I swear to God, Stryker, I'm going to punch you in the face. Why didn't you tell me earlier about the show? Oh, my God, it's so good. And they do all the stuff like we don't have time for, but they go to the club, they get a fight or whatever. But, man, I'm all in. I love this show.
That took a turn.
The Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
Stryker.
Yes.
Has a story of a music festival gone wrong. And then we're going to take your calls as well. What's your story, Stryker?
All right. And we're giving out tickets for Coachella.
That's correct.
What we're doing, right? And
weekend
it's going to be for weekend two.
Yes.
And I'm here at the Coachella house right now broadcasting. So this was years back at Coachella. I was so excited. My enthusiasm for festivals has never gone down. But at the time, let's just say it was very late in the night and I was very excited. And we heard...
Stryker's like a little kid that's had too much sugar.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll calm down a little bit.
No, I'm saying when you're at festivals.
Oh, right. That's exactly right. Because you and I, Kevin, have done that speed walk jog through the people to get to the show that we want to see.
Yes, we have. Yes.
So it was very similar to that. In the far distance, in one of the tents, my friend Brandon and I, we heard Prodigy Smack My Bitch Up start to play.
Okay.
And we started kind of like if the Jaws theme was playing. It was a slow walk, and then it's like, done. And then we started going faster. And then soon we were sprinting through the people, and we were so happy and so sweaty that we got to the front of the stage, and for some reason my friend Brandon was like, let's go under the stage. Of course.
What?
Like the mole
people. Who says
that's
that?
A great idea. Let's go under the stage and see what's like.
Who says that?
My friend Brandon's like, yeah, let's do this.
You could Any suggestion when Stryker's in that mood, he'll do it.
That's 100% correct.
All right, so?
You can say anything to me most times, and I'm like, of course I'll do it before you finish a sentence. Right when one of the beat just drops and smack my bitch up, my friend jumps up and smashes his head into a nail.
Oh, no.
On the stage.
Oh, my God.
So, of course, I start laughing.
I mean, that's the right reaction.
Oh, blood is gushing out of his head.
Oh, that's not good.
So I don't mean the kind of like trickle. I mean, it is streaming, like tears stream down your face, blood streaming out of his head, down his face. We get him out. We go straight to the hospital.
You went with him?
Yes, I did.
You're a better man than me.
And
I'd say peace out,
good
dude.
Luck, dude.
Prodigy's still on.
Prodigy's still on. We got to see this.
And my head's working.
He not only got, it wasn't stitches, he got these giant staples in his head.
Oh, my God.
And like a hockey player, he was back the next day ready to go.
Look
well
at that.
Well done.
Yeah.
Look so at that.
Oh. That's my story. So the night was kind of ruined, but that's a fun story.
All right. Now Omar's in here, and this was not Coachella. This is a different one.
This is not Coachella.
One.
This was, remember we did those fancy Inland Invasions concerts? Mm-hmm. So this was the 80s themed, and The Cure was headlining, and The Cure, my favorite band of all time, got really wasted really fast, got into kind of a heated argument with my lady. My lady decides to leave, and
who
I'm there.
Who calls her his lady?
It's very creepy.
It's really weird.
I love it.
And I'm watching The Cure and I'm all bummed out. So they play a song, I start crying. I'm that kind of drunk. Yeah. So then I start drinking harder.
Oh, no.
And then I take the bus back to the hotel and I'm too drunk to drive. So I lay down right beside my car and pass out.
Okay.
So I pass out and I wake up around 4 a.m., 5 a.m., with 17 voicemails on my phone. And I come to listen to them, and it's Dave, the King of Mexico, saying, hey, where are you? The bassist from The Cure is in my hotel room.
Oh, my gosh.
I go to the next one. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, you're not going to believe this, but Robert Smith is in my hotel room.
Oh,
where are you?
My gosh.
Okay?
And Dave's like, I know you're the biggest fan in the world, so you have to get up here.
Yeah.
So by like message 10 and 12, he's just mocking me. And I'm like, hey, dude, like seriously, I'm not messing around. Robert Smith is like 10 feet away from me.
That's unreal.
Yeah, bum me out. Worst experience ever.
You definitely need a festival redo.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a few phone calls. Let's start with Brandon in Los Angeles. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Music festival fail. What happened?
So my first ever festival was the FYF Fest downtown, and we end up being in like the main stage area, but poorly planned festival. It is overcrowded, overpacked, and they start to try to evacuate the room
because
there's too many people. Yeah, and me and my best friend, girl, who is supposed to be my caretaker, supposed to be my first person festival experience.
Right.
Her and I get stuck together and effectively get shoved out. But while we're getting shoved out of the main room, we end up making friends with this guy, and we start to make friends, start talking, and we can't tell if he's into her or into me.
Speed it up, dude.
And we're like, oh, let's hang out with him, and we end up hanging out with him, and he, we can't tell if he likes her or me. She thinks he likes me, so she ends up putting us together. And,
dude, the phone's ringing. Damn.
All right, you hold on.
Wait,
Brandon.
Did you know he liked you or her?
Ooh, we're not asking any questions,
Stryker. He's on hold. Here's the thing. Get to why it was a problem, what happened, as quick as you can.
Start 10 seconds before whatever happened.
Yes.
That's it. We don't need the whole night.
Can we go to Josh, line 7? Because I definitely want to be in here for this.
All right. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how's it going, party people?
What's happening? Not going well right this second, so redeem it. Redeem it. What happened?
Right, well, I'll make it quick.
Okay.
This was my first concert about 2004 at Ozfest. I went to go see Black Sabbath. It was a really hot day. I had a soft serve ice cream. This was before I was diagnosed with lactose intolerance.
Oh, he was diagnosed with lactose intolerance. Tell me.
I was in the mosh pit. I ended up crapping my
pants. Oh, no.
In the pit.
In the pit.
Are you kidding? The feeling.
Did you stay there? Did you stay there?
I ended up just walking back to my car. My friends knew about it. They've been calling me Crap Sabbath since then.
Oh my God,
your friends are awesome. All right, hold on.
Hold on,
Josh.
All right,
we're going to take some more calls in a second.
Do we have to? you.
Hold on.
Crap Sabbath.
Hold on after we talk to you, because we might do a drawing and give away tickets for weekend two of Coachella.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock. Radio.com.
Let's take one phone call. It's Carlos in Fullerton. Hi, Carlos.
Yo, good morning.
Good morning. Festival redos is what we're talking about. You had a disastrous festival. What was it?
Yeah, so basically 2 years ago, I went to Nocturnal. It's like an EDM kind of music festival. Mm-hmm. And I was with my group. I turned around to look for a restroom. When I turned around, like, just looked back at my group, they were all gone. They left me and stuff. And I was like, all right, cool. So I wandered the festival by myself throughout the night, and I met up with them at the end of the night. But when I was at the car, I realized I lost my keys and my wallet.
Oh.
And I got home at about 2:30 in the morning. And when I got home, I was like, you know what? I'm going to jump my back fence and try to go into the back of my house. Try to go through and see what was open. Nothing was open, so I was just super tired. And, you know, the only thing that looked comfortable was the doghouse. So I ended up sleeping with my dog. And I woke up in the morning with, I can tell you right now, with the worst back in the world. It sucked. Like, it really sucked. But it was definitely worth losing my wallet.
It was. All right. Let's go to Art in La Puente. Hi.
Hey, what's up, man?
Shut up, Striker.
It was, Coachella 2014, for everybody known as Drunkchella. I just super blacked out.
You blacked out, but when?
The whole weekend.
What? Before the whole fest?
The entire weekend. I probably went in there like twice that I can remember. On Friday, I woke up in the medical tent, and just the whole weekend was blacked out.
Had you never had alcohol before?
I had a friend literally telling people, I will pay you not to give him any more alcohol. And I just kept drinking and drinking. Mm. Yeah, right. So pretty bad.
Look at that, right?
Look at that. Sounds like
we should call Dr. Drew then give you Coachella tickets.
Have an intervention, maybe?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
All right, let's go to Maria in Anaheim. Hi, Maria.
Good morning.
You had a festival fail. What happened?
Yeah, so a couple years ago, I was at Life is Beautiful in Las Vegas, and it was the year that Brandon Flowers was there.
Right.
And so I guess I got food poisoning, but I didn't know that. And so I'm going throughout the weekend drinking, doing whatever, you know, lots of drinking.
Sure.
And then towards, like, I think it was before Brandon Flowers, I just start projectile vomiting everywhere.
Oh.
In the I'm not as bad as Crap Sabbath, you know, but like literally just everywhere, whatever. I just threw up so much, I passed out, and wow. I missed him bringing out the killer.
Oh, man.
And that hurts.
And then I missed Tygo, who was going to be at Coachella this year.
Right.
So, yeah, I was there somewhere around my friend's group. There's like a picture of me passed out on the curb sleeping.
Sweet. Oh. Can you send it in?
So.
All right.
Nah.
Hold on, Maria. All right. Hold on. I'm trying to put her on hold. Okay.
I think that line 8 sounds crazy.
Joey. Hello, Joey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What happened? Festival
I went to a festival called Schweigstock in Missouri, and at the end of the festival, we went to our campsite. And it was around 3 a.m., and I don't know what the guy was on, but next to us, the guy next to our campsite, he was screaming at the top of his lungs, I'm the devil. I will get all of you. And eventually, he started jumping over his fire, and his friends were trying to get him. And he starts walking on his fire, and we start smelling burning flesh.
Oh,
and
no!
And I was still feeling the effects of my drugs. So, luckily, the security came, and it got pretty disturbing because they like there's like 3 or 4 guys, and they start hog-tying him like he was a pig or something. And I will never forget his skin burning and those awful screams that he was, like, screaming at the top of his lungs. Because, like, it was really traumatizing because, like I said, I was, you know, on LSD. And I just remember seeing a helicopter in the distance, like, airlift him. Hands down, the worst acid trip I've ever had.
All right. Hold on, Joey.
Wait, hold on a minute. Joey, were you just high on LSD, or did that really happen, someone getting tied up while his flesh was burning, similar to a pig?
You know
Which
what?
One was it?
You know what? Honestly, you're probably right. It probably was all my
Nothing happened.
It really did happen.
It was just a bad trip.
Come
Come on, man. All LSD. Right, he's on LSD.
Thank you. Let's go to Steph in Glendale. Hi, Steph.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Well, good. Thank you. A concert festival disaster. What happened?
Last year at Coachella, I had a little bit of an incident. I lost my phone while I was looking for the pterodactyl drone, which actually doesn't even exist at Coachella.
Right.
And then I lost my friends, and then I broke my leg.
Oh, my God.
How'd you break your leg?
I stepped in a really bad hole, and I was wearing these ridiculous shoes.
Okay. All right.
That's good.
And then did you just flag strangers down and say, hey, I broke my leg, everybody?
No, they came over, and festival people, you know, festival helpers helped me.
All right. Thank
you. They took me to the emergency tent.
I don't think that's what you want. I don't think you want to break your leg.
No.
When you lost your friends.
Yeah.
Do we have time for more or no?
Maybe one more.
Maybe one more? All right. Let's make it Nicholas in Pasadena. Hi, Nicholas.
Hey, what's up? I was at Coachella 2016. It was my first time there. And I wasn't prepared for what was going to be for the weather conditions out there. All of a sudden, we got 40-mile-per-hour winds. Me and my friends were in the middle of the festival.
That was the year that all the dirt was blowing?
The big dust storm.
Oh, yeah. It was bad. And we were walking back to our campsite because we're like, we should probably go check in on that. We got 40-mile-an-hour winds blowing in our face, just eating dirt. We go back to our campsite. Tent's gone. Papa tent's gone. Half of our stuff's blown across the field. We're like,
oh, my God.
All of our friends, we were being all Debbie Downers, like, all right, let's just get what we got now and leave. I was like, no way. So we ran over to the shuttle. The shuttle was shut down because I was going to go to Walmart, buy some new tents. Couldn't do that, so we had to go to the in-store convenience store. Well, they have plenty of tents for sale, but, you know, the price for demand for price.
Sure.
That cost a nice pretty penny. So we bought some new tents. Set those up.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, hold on. This, by the way, this that was the first story that did not involve LSD, drugs, ecstasy, or blacking out alcohol. But going to Walmart to buy a new tent, I'm not sure if that's going to be the winner, you guys.
Right? Well, I mean, unless we have a clear winner, let's just do a drawing.
No,
do we have a clear winner?
Isn't the winner the guy, the Ozzy Osbourne Crap Sabbath?
I mean, it's possible. If we all agreed that that's the best one.
I mean, Crap Sabbath.
I'm voting for Crap Sabbath, but you guys, it's your show. You guys decide.
Crap Sabbath.
Here's the
Crap
thing. I am lactose intolerant.
Yes.
I know that fear that just sets in, like, oh, no. And to have that happen in a mosh pit, I think he needs a redo.
Yeah.
Josh?
Not fun.
Crap Sabbath. You won, my friend.
Yeah.
You got tickets for weekend two of Coachella. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it.
And make it better. Don't do that this year.
Don't poop yourself, Josh. Right.
Don't poop yourself.
Right.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Allie, what's happening?
Well, 7 o'clock hour on Friday, I like to introduce you guys to the songs that we have chosen for our Spotify playlist. We are going to tweet out the link and put it on Facebook as well. You can find it at Kevin and Bean. And it's basically our chance to get what we're listening to. Maybe it's a brand new song that just came out. Maybe it's something that we kind of forgot and rediscovered, a song from the past. But it's called That's My Jam. It's our Spotify playlist. And you can actually follow along on it, and you're going to get new music every single week from members of the Kevin and Bean Show.
It may not always be good. Some of us have poor choices.
Well, and we all have very, very different tastes, and a lot of people think, oh, you guys pick the songs you play on K-Rock. No, not at all. And we like very different things. So it's kind of a cool way to hear some new music, maybe that you never thought you'd be interested in.
We don't not like the music on K-Rock, but we other stuff as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very varying tastes.
Yes.
Let's start off. Kevin, what's your pick this week?
Mine is, since it came out, has been one of my favorite songs. It came out in 2010.
Oh, wow.
Rage Against the Machine is one of my all-time favorite bands.
Sure.
And Cypress Hill would come out with them every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And Be Real would come out by himself every once in a while. It was always great. So Cypress Hill put out a song with Tom Morello on guitar.
Uh-huh.
And it's called Rise Up, and it's awesome. I mean, come on.
Right?
So good.
So good.
So, so good. That is fantastic. Stryker, you've been sitting in the past week, so we said, Stryker, why don't you add to That's My Jam? What did you pick?
All right. Well, first, it's fun here. I'm at Coachella right now, but the artist I picked, they are called Youngblood, and the backbone to this operation, it's a guy named Dom. He is 19 years old. Alex Turner from Arctic Monkeys is like his biggest inspiration, as is NWA and Eminem. And the reason I chose this is I want this to be on our listeners' radar because I get asked all the time, who's a young artist out there not making fluff, who has an attitude and sings about culture and picks a side of the fence? And it's got a hint of punk rock and a few more genres mixed in, and I really love it. From Youngblood, this is called I Love You, Will You Marry Me?
I love you, will you marry me? Gotta pay for reality. Ain't it sad, sad, sad? Pack your rules to love, they put out the fire.
There you go.
That sounds great.
Where's he from?
He is from the UK, and yeah. Again, 19 years old. So good. Youngblood,
like
check it out, everybody.
I like it a lot. My pick, I don't know what's been up with me lately, but I've been kind of in this doo-wop kind of phase. I've been listening
like
to...
Like we all do.
Like you do. One of my first concerts as a little kid, my parents brought me to a reunion show. It was like the Platters and the Coasters and the Drifters. So my earliest musical memories, it's that type of music, and I've been listening to a lot of Philadelphia Soul, Delphonics, that type of thing. And this song isn't necessarily from that time, but it kind of fits right in. It is a cover of Moon River, and we played a clip of this when it first came out. And Moon River, such an old song, I think from the 60s, from Breakfast at Tiffany's. The first time it was performed, Audrey Hepburn did it. But then you have this guy, Frank Ocean, who I have loved since his mixtape came out in 2011.
He's amazing.
Nostalgia Ultra, one of the best mixtapes ever. But this is Frank Ocean covering Moon River.
He is so amazing.
I mean,
he's so amazing.
I'm pregnant. That is just, that is some good, good stuff. But you can follow along. That's My Jam, our Spotify playlist. We have tweeted out the link as well as put it on Facebook at Kevin and Bean. I mean, you just follow the playlist and you have new music every single week. Not bad, right?
Right.
Not bad at all. Hey, you guys, tomorrow, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's class of 2018 will be inducted in Cleveland. Bon Jovi is being welcomed in by Howard Stern. Brandon Flowers of The Killers will do the honors for The Cars. Ann Wilson of Heart will induct the Moody Blues. Mary J. Blige presents for Nina Simone. And Brittany Howard of Alabama Shakes will induct her early influence, sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Wow.
Still no word yet on who will induct Dire Straits. What is going on?
Nobody wants to?
I don't know.
That
it's all very bizarre. But we do know that Dire Straits will not be performing.
Why?
Well, singer, guitarist Mark Knopfler said he is not even going to be there.
Why?
So, I don't know. I don't really know the history of Dire Straits.
Why?
And what went on. I don't know. It's just they weren't really my band. However, I will say my mom did listen to a lot of Dire Straits driving me around as a kid. And Money for Nothing, Chicks for Free. I was like, I can't with the song, Mom.
Why?
I can't. Well, I'm not saying it was a bad song. It's just as a little kid, I'm like, I don't even get it. What?
Why?
Listen, I wasn't that into it.
The question is, why Depeche Mode did not get enough votes and Jane's Addiction to get in this year? Because they were first-time nominees and didn't make it. How can those two bands
not get in? You just answered it. They're first-time nominees.
Right,
they got
time. Their first, I think their first ballot Hall of Famers, but next year we'll
see. I do too. I mean, it makes sense, but
they got time. I mean, the Cars are just getting in.
Right.
They've been around for a while. Nina Simone is just getting in. She's been dead for years. So we'll give him time. But Depeche Mode will definitely make him in. Make it in. Otherwise, I will burn you down, Cleveland.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
She has passed away. But thank you for asking. Hey, guys. Serge Tankian, System of a Down.
Yes.
He taped an episode of CNN's Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown.
Oh, my God.
Really? I know. It's going to air on May 20th. He made the reveal this week on Facebook that he traveled to his home country of Armenia for the show with Anthony. So it's going to be a ton of history, a ton of food, all through Serge's eyes.
Oh.
Right? You into that? You kind of dig it?
Sure.
I wasn't asking you.
Oh. What I'm going to dig is, if you guys haven't heard, System of a Down is doing some shows. They're not making new music.
Correct.
I talked about this quite a bit in what's happening this week, but System of a Down is playing Vegas or playing Glen Helen. Mm-hmm. This is going to be good. System of a Down. Now get in the studio, guys, and stand on the carpet that you stand on and record some new tracks. I'm not forcing you, but that would be cool.
It would be cool.
I mean, it sounded aggressive.
It did.
But it could work. It could definitely work. You know, most women would kill to be mistaken for Jennifer Garner. But Hillary Swank is not one of them. She's like, it's not all that great. She told Conan O'Brien that fans beg her for Jennifer Garner's autograph. And then she politely explains, I'm not Jennifer Garner. And then they call her a bitch.
Drama queen.
She is not. She's just stating, hey, I'm Hillary Swank, and I'm not her. And
I
then
feel
people,
like that would get old.
Right? People think she's lying, and they're like, you bitch. But the good thing, I guess, for Hillary Swank is all these people then think that Jennifer Garner's awful, not Hillary Swank.
Right.
Because they're like, Jennifer Garner won't even sign my autograph. And poor Jennifer Garner just sitting at home like, why? I'm not a bitch. No, again, not.
Not.
She's just living her life, not knowing. Again, no. Not knowing.
Bitch.
Nope. Some birthdays for you. Allison Williams, Ron Perlman, Aaron Lewis, Ty Dolla $ign, and actor Ricky Schroeder. You guys, he is not. He's wonderful. I did say on the news when I worked at KTLA that I wrote one fan letter in my entire life.
Is that right?
And it was to Ricky Schroeder.
Is that right?
And he never wrote back. And I said it hurts.
He was like 9 at the time or 13, right? So I don't think he was writing
this was Silver Spoons days. He was young. I had no business writing him a fan letter. Okay. Like, you creep. Like, I want to ride the train at your house. Whatever. So I said this on the air. His management was watching.
Yes.
So they sent Ricky Schroeder to one of my segments the next week to surprise me with flowers. And guess what segment Ricky Schroeder showed up to?
Which one?
One where I was sumo wrestling in a fat suit.
Sweet.
Worst moment of my life. Seeing the love of your elementary school life showing up. And I was like, these aren't my nipples.
I want you to see me like this.
Yeah. I'll have to post the picture. It is good. He couldn't have been kinder. Just a lovely, gentle man.
Bitch.
And I know. Again. God damn it. That's what's happening.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
Stryker is out at the K-Rock Coachella house. Stryker, what's going on out there?
Well, it's starting to fill up a little bit with drinks being carried in. It was freezing when I got here at 5 in the morning. I'm sitting next to the King of Mexico, and it's turning into a beautiful day. But we have so many bands that are going to be by the house, and you guys can listen all weekend long to K-Rock. We're also webcasting at krock.com. I'm back on the air at 3 p.m. today. But just some of the bands that will be here and playing our stage, Sir Sly, Declan McKenna, LP, Bleachers, The Neighborhood are coming by. Greta Van Fleet are going to play. Nothing but Thieves, Bournes, Van Schoen. I mean, it's kind of like a mini Coachella here. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Fantastic.
And I'm going to see you here as well, Kevin.
That's correct. I'm coming out right after the show.
Excellent.
While you're at krock.com, you can also go there for a brand new internet roundup as well, by the way.
Kevin and Bean's internet roundup.
Yeah!
Oh, watch me, baby!
Internet roundup. Come on, y'all.
Internet roundup. Oh, watch me, baby!
Internet roundup. Check it out, y'all.
Internet roundup. Oh, watch me, baby.
Thug life.
We're going to play some clips in a second, but Dave, you want to talk about some of the videos that we're not playing clips from?
Yeah, I mean, we have a new video from Eminem for his song Framed. We all hate CrossFitters, so there's a video of a CrossFitter doing some swinging pull-ups because they're douches and
that ended
different.
So well.
And he falls and lands on a weight bar. It's so funny. But he's okay. He's okay. And then, Kevin, I know you would appreciate this. a real-life baseball brawl with punches thrown between the Rockies and the Padres.
Usually they just stand there like they're going to fight, and they're all angry, and they bump chests, but he's throwing haymakers.
Oh, yeah. The guy, the pitcher throws the glove at him. The batter dodges the glove, and then throws a punch at him. It is amazing. And there's a couple other videos that you just have to check out, like the women who steals a car, and the man is jumping on the hood.
That is
bizarre.
And they're
hauling down the highway.
There is Snoop Dogg talking about the Stanley Cup, and there's some highlights from that.
The Stanley Cup is the most iconic trophy in sports, so says Dog Jerry. And it's definitely the trophy with the most superstitions, traditions, and any other kind of issues you can think of. Look at that, baby. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
But there's only one way to hoist it. You gotta win it. In fact, one of the superstitions surrounding the cup is that players won't even touch it until their team has won it all, which means Sid can touch it whenever he gets good and got ready. But a couple of you other guys still thirsty, huh?
All right, so you got that. You got that video up there. There's also news bloopers, and this is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, they basically get all of the newscasters that make mistakes in the last month. And Anderson Cooper, I mean, you tell me, Anderson Cooper, who I love.
Yeah.
This is as bad as anything I've ever done.
No, sir.
Listen.
Retired Army Lieutenant General Lieutenant. Oh, I'm scared. Well, Jill, are we having Hurtling join us?
That
is real.
It's so no good.
It's not edited. That's
no.
real.
No. Can I hear it again?
Yes.
How awesome is that?
Retired Army Lieutenant General Lieutenant. Oh, I'm scared. Well, Jill, are we having Hurtling join us?
Wow.
I just want to say I feel you, Anderson. I feel you.
Yeah.
Here are a few more.
Saturday, January, or March 3rd, actually. Jerrica Phillips here, and here's a look from our High Five camera. I'm Nick Gunter. I'm Jerrica Phillips. Nick Gunter is live on our first alert, and I don't even know who I am this morning.
But the Versa also offers a fit bitch coat. Fit bitch. I mean, again, I said it again. Oh, my gosh. Fit bit coat. You got it.
We knew it. You met.
Okay, sorry.
I like it when you try to reset and then you come with the same problem again.
That's my friend Carrie Kronk.
You know her?
Yeah, I worked with her at Fox in Utah. That is at a Fox station in Utah. Just dropping the bitch all over the place. I dig it.
She's all Kronked.
Oh.
Thank you, Dave. This is
so proud.
This is Cardi B answering fans' questions. And what about those weird noises that she made, like on The Tonight Show?
I mean, is right.
Yeah.
Why with those weird sounds? I'm just a comedian at heart. Like, I have like 100 people working in my, like inside my brain. I've always been like this in school, everything. It just makes me feel good. Like, I don't know why I do it. My head functions really differently. I wish somebody could like go inside my ear, go to my brain and find out what's going on over there because it's not normal.
Same, by the way, same.
Yeah.
Wish somebody could go in there and figure out what's going on. You can see those videos and all the others at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. It's a brand new Internet Roundup.
Internet Roundup. Come on, y'all.
Internet Roundup.
Oh, watch me, baby.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
We had Whitney Cummings in the studio, and she was talking about her Uber rating.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never checked my Uber rating before.
Yeah.
I just didn't think it really played in, but apparently it does.
Right.
And if you've got a low Uber rating, you won't get picked up.
Yeah, you'll be kind of pushed off to a driver that finally is like, oh, I'll take this loser.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
This was from Curb Your Enthusiasm as well. This is Larry David talking to an Uber driver.
It took quite a while.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
Kind of took a gamble picking you up with that 1-star rating.
What?
Yeah. You know, usually I pick up 4 or 5 stars. I know they're going to be responsible, respectful of the car, not be a problem, but...
1 star? What do you say? I'm not 1 star. I'm a 5.
You might feel like a 5, but Uber says you're a 1, buddy.
Holy.
By the way, that's Adam Ray as the Uber driver.
It sure is. Yeah.
So that got us thinking, what is our Uber rating? And we all looked, and we're all going to try and describe why it happened, I think. So who wants to start?
I'll start it off out here.
All right, Stryker, what's your Uber rating?
All right, well, first let me, I would like to preface it before I say
I
the
love
number.
It.
I am a very competitive person, so I'm sad that I'm not a 5.0. So there's the first thing, I'm not a 5.0.
Okay.
I listen to the Uber driver stories in the backseat like I really care. They talk to me about their acting career and their real estate company and their family in Minnesota.
Somebody's saying a lot of words before giving us a number.
Yeah, so I listen. I compliment their car, how nice it is and clean. I thank them for the butterscotch candy. I never close their door too hard. I even offer them to buy a Slurpee.
Number.
Okay, well, I've taken hundreds and hundreds of rides. My number, I don't know, I'm a 4.84.
Well, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
4.84, no. But I want a 5.
Right, you're angry because you didn't get a 5.
And I'm putting in the work. I listen. I talk to them. I hear their stories.
Right.
I want a 5, but I'm a 4.84, which I don't think is too bad. But I've taken hundreds and hundreds of rides from Uber.
I think I'm a 4.83.
Uh-huh. Ooh, okay.
But here's the thing, Stryker, is I don't listen to their stories. I put on I put on headphones.
Yeah.
Does that annoy them? I don't know.
That annoys me that I'm putting in the work.
Right, you're putting in all that work and we have the same score.
Yeah.
Right. And I just wear headphones.
I have heard from Uber drivers that the things that can affect your score, something like you're late coming down to the car, anything over like 2 minutes,
oh,
once
you
they
make
say
them
they're
wait?
In front, you make them wait.
That makes sense.
That dings your score. Slamming the door dings your score because it's their car. They're like, why are you slamming the door? Giving them directions.
Oh.
Dings your score because they're like, I've got it right here on Waze. I'm fine. I don't need you to tell me. So, like, kind of backseat driving.
That's what
Whitney
Cummings said.
That's what she said.
She would give them directions, and that's probably what drove them crazy.
Right. She said, men don't like hearing women tell them what to do, was her words. Which I get all of that. I don't know if the whole do you want candy and you say no dings your score because I say no every time. I don't want your stank peppermint, but thank you so much. But I do know why my score was dinged.
You do?
Yeah.
What's your score?
It's 4.88.
That's better than all of us
right.
so far, Allie.
But I distinctly remember one driver. We got into it about rap. I was talking about East Coast rap. He was talking West Coast
rap.
Oh,
man. So you get into that?
Yeah. But then I said, what's your name? And he goes, Mustafa. And I said, oh, Mustafa. And he goes, yeah, not Mufasa from Lion King. And I said, excuse me. Yeah, it's like Mustafa Ali, the wrestler. And he goes, well, where's he from? And I said, I think he's like from Pakistan. And he goes, I'm not from Pakistan. I'm like, okay, but you, okay.
Super defensive.
It was just the weirdest ride ever. And then I might have started just because he was such a dick. And I was like, all right, we're cool, whatever. I might have started humming the theme from Lion King.
Oh,
just at the end. Because I was like, he's already just mad about stuff. So I was like, wow.
Could he hear it? Do you know if he heard it?
Absolutely.
Did he turn around and say anything?
He wanted to brawl. And I was like, I'm just not. But, not Mufasa from Lion King. Well, no, I did. All right.
Do you listen to their stories, Allie?
I try and kind of be, I'm on the phone as soon as I get in there, like scrolling through stuff.
So
I try not, not to engage. But do you guys remember April Foolishness? It was 3 years ago when I showed up and I'm like, hey guys, sorry I was running a little late. I had to hear all about Jesus and this bracelet from my driver that will protect me. He took the longest route to finish all his stories about Jesus. And then he told me that I had such a kind heart and he knew Jesus was watching over me and then gave me a beaded bracelet. How did that not get me right back up to a 5?
Can they give you a 6?
They should have, right?
So let's recap. Who's the dumb one?
That's not dumb, but you have the lowest score.
That's not what I'm asking. Who's the dumb one? Who's putting in the most work trying to get that score and not getting it?
That's me, the guy who got up in sitting freezing weather at Coachella broadcasting while on the Kevin Bean Show. That would be me.
That's Stryker.
Oh, well done, Stryker.
Thank you very much.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock. Radio.com. Radio.com.
On Friday mornings at this time, we like to do Keep It 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
Ali, what were some of the other ones that were close?
Very close. Coming in at 99. Adrian from Anaheim wanted to hear Real Big Fish Sell Out.
All right.
Great tune,
That's
right?
That's a good tune, sure.
Gets ready for the weekend.
Sure.
And just missing, coming in at 101, was Dave from Huntington Beach. He wanted to hear the Bad Wolves cover of Zombie. And unfortunately now, Dave, we have to block all your numbers. Which, sorry about that.
It happens.
Wait a minute there.
Sometimes we don't have a choice.
Yeah, sorry.
The
story behind that is so good, though.
Yeah, we're not playing it, though, Stryker.
Oh, okay. Then I'll save the story. But it is good.
A good story.
Wait, I want to tell you the 8-second story.
All right, go.
Dolores from Cranberries, who passed away, she gave those guys the thumbs up on that remake of it. The day she passed away was the day she was supposed to record with them. I'm going to keep going to record with them in the studio. And she obviously never made it to the studio.
Right.
And they did the version, and I know it's very polarizing.
And that's not the song we're playing.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Okay.
We're doing Keep It 100, and Chrissy was Texter 100.
Free for all. Okay, go ahead.
No. Chrissy and Pomona, hi there.
Hello, how are you?
Hi,
good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Oh, and Stryker, sorry your 8 seconds are up, but yeah.
Can you please hang up on this lovely,
nope.
fantastic
I love her
nope.
so
We're
much.
Fans of
you're
Chrissy.
Lucky.
We love her.
You're Chrissy,
you're cute.
Thank you. I'll take that.
Chrissy's
even higher
just
now.
Coming with that heat.
Right?
I love it.
You got any good plans for the weekend, Chrissy?
Baby shower, family birthday party.
Oh God.
Drinking.
All right, drinking.
Well, Chrissy, here's the thing. Do your baby showers at least have alcohol?
You can't have one no one will show up.
Amen.
There you go.
Amen.
No one will show up.
Thank God that has changed. Thank God.
Yeah. All right, Chrissy, what song do you want to hear?
I want to hear Only a Lad from Oingo Boingo.
I thought I loved her. Now I want to marry her. Yay!
You want to marry me? Yes. Somebody marry me, please.
I'm right here.
Girl, same.
Hello?
Sorry, Stryker. She can't hear you.
Okay, goodbye.
Only a lad. A scientist made him. Only a lad. He has responsibility. Hey there, Johnny. You really don't fool me. You get away with her and your thing gets spotted. You don't give a damn. You will ever die.
Keep it 100.
How great did that sound?
Chrissy and Pomona really is my favorite.
Right? She wants you to marry her, so you should.
Well, we're going to get married. Stryker apparently is not invited because they're fighting. I don't know what's going on.
She said I was cute and all those negative things about my 8 seconds up. I don't remember that. I just hear cute.
You just heard
and
cute.
That's all I'm going to take with me the rest of the day.
Smart.
I accept that because I'm not cute, and to hear it from someone feels good.
So you'll take it. All right.
I'll take it.
It's a little sad, but you take it.
I do.
And let's keep it 100.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Kat Corbett is out at the K-Rock Coachella house.
Hi, Kat. I'm staring at a very handsome Stryker in a blue onesie.
It's Kat.
Really spectacular.
Wait a minute. I was going to wear a blue onesie.
Oh, no.
It's pretty great.
I'm wearing this not on purpose, though. I like to lay out my clothes the night before.
Okay.
And because I've been doing 5 days with Kevin and Allie and the whole crew. And if you don't lay out your clothes, I'm tripping in the dark. I'm smashing my head on things. So I didn't realize when I left that I'm wearing a monochrome romantic suit.
We need to get you Garanimals.
That would be great.
How hard is it to dress yourself? You have to lay clothes out the night before? What are you, a child?
Yes.
There
are parts of me. Listen, Kevin, I already smashed my head. I do weird things in the night. I'm not used to getting up. So I lay out my clothes.
Okay.
I love it.
Let's change over to Kat for a second and talk about music and talk about Coachella.
There's so much to see, you guys.
That's always the case, right?
I'm really excited for a couple of bands. One we're having at the K-Rock Coachella house actually tomorrow. They're called The Regrets, and they are from Los Angeles. So maybe we could hear a little bit of those dudes and we get.
I'm like nobody else, so you can just come up yourself. I do a lot of stupid stuff, but don't.
All right.
Yeah, they're LA locals, and they're going to be performing tonight, actually, on the Sonora stage at 6:10 p.m., The Regrets.
Fantastic. That sounds good.
Does anybody know who King Krewl is? Anyone?
I've heard you talk about them before.
He's this, he's like this little English ginge, and he's...
Ginge?
But he's got this voice that's really low like this. And he's a rapper and a producer and a songwriter, and he's just this unusual dude that I really, really dig. King Krewl.
Is this a clip?
I guess.
Should I play it now?
Maybe, I guess. If you want.
Say it again.
King Krewl.
Boy, easy. No need to tell at all. What you say?
Does he do music in English as well?
You bastard.
Wait, hold up. Kat, I just Googled him.
Yeah.
I had no idea that the kid from Billy Elliot could rap.
Oh, Allie.
It's the same person, Kat.
It probably is. He probably grew up to be King Krewl.
It looks just like him.
He's playing Sunday at the Mojave Tent at 8:30 p.m. and I heard you snort. I did.
I love it.
She snorts when she's having a good time. Any other choices? Stryker, who are you excited to see?
Okay, let's see here. If I'm going to throw out a band to you, I'm going to say I'm a big fan of Bourne's.
Yes.
Who is he's a gentleman who has been pretty much an artist his whole life. He started out at like 12 years old as a magician. And when he moved to L.A., he lived in a treehouse.
Is he single? Because these are all things we want to know.
He is a really good-looking guy with crazy style. His name is Bourne's. And he's also going to be at the K-Rock House at 1:30 on Sunday. That's my choice. Right there.
All right. It's not bad.
What about you, Kevin? Who are you most excited to see?
Peggy Gu.
I'm sorry?
I don't know that one.
Is that real?
She's a female Korean DJ.
Oh, nice.
She's amazing. So I'd like to see her. I'd also like to see Moses Sumney, who has an amazing, amazing voice. I don't know if you've heard him or not, but holy crap, he can sing.
Okay.
So, but the thing about Coachella is I always make a list of bands I want to see, and then I don't see any of them. Uh-huh. That's sort of how it works. Kat, do you actually get places and see bands?
Yeah,
I mean, I see bands, but not the ones that I had planned.
Yeah, I'm not in the VIP section. I go straight to the tent, so I'm not hanging out with the wankers just going for the, you know, the selfie. But, Kevin, when should I expect the drunk text from you? Is it tonight?
I'd say like noon today.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
You guys, if I can add someone that I think you guys will all benefit as human beings by seeing. He was one of my first choices for our Spotify playlist.
Okay.
That's my jam. I picked Jacob Banks, Chainsmokin'.
He
is so good and will floor you with his voice. Like,
fantastic.
It's concerning that these sounds come out of a human. He's so good. So go check him out.
All right.
Can you just replicate some of those sounds, Allie?
Chainsmokin' my love. Chainsmokin' my love.
But... Better. I mean, I know it's shocking.
It's tough to be better than that.
Better.
Who's going to... Nobody looks better in a beanie than him. He wears a beanie at all times, basically. And his mom has never seen him play once live.
Really?
Yeah.
Stryker knows weird details about people.
Yeah, because Stryker, you interviewed him on your DirecTV show.
Yes, I did.
Full
circle. Long hangout session.
Full circle.
So sweet.
Tell us who's going to be at the K-Rock House today. You guys have that list?
Yes, I do. Okay. The band Paris is going to kick it off at 10:30 a.m. Cal will interview them. They're going to do a couple songs. Then Declan McKenna, very young dude, talented. He has a great song called Brazil at 12 p.m. Then Sir Sly. Kat, you're a huge supporter
Locals,
of Sir Sly. Marion Hill, who are a duo from the East Coast, and they're really good. And then LP, she is LP, and that's later in the afternoon here.
All right. Going to be broadcasting live all weekend from the K-Rock Coachella House. Thank you, guys.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Time for one last look at what's happening with Allie.
One of the great joys in my life was this time last week when Kat Corbett was sitting in for What's Happening, and I introduced her to 11-year-old Mason Ramsey. She had not yet heard of the viral sensation, a sweet little boy that just started yodeling his little heart out in Walmart and basically changed lives.
What?
That is not it.
Oh. Say goodbye. I don't know what I do.
I'm tired of this kid.
You hate him.
Kevin, I'm with you 100%.
Right? I've heard enough yodeling for my entire life.
Well, get ready, you guys, because we joked about it. We're like, who's bringing him out at Coachella? Well, we now know that a DJ, Weathen, is bringing him out today at 2:45. He actually tweeted after this kid went viral, "Stop saying I look like the Walmart yodel kid." And then apparently something changed his mind about him, and he will bring him out at Coachella. And apparently several other artists have reached out, including Post Malone. Post Malone wanted him to come out on his Saturday set. But unfortunately, thanks to Ellen DeGeneres doing what she does, Ellen DeGeneres basically got him booked at the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow.
Tomorrow night. So that's where he'll be tomorrow night. He won't be doing Post Malone's set. However, TMZ says that they are in discussions right now to make it happen. Maybe weekend two of Coachella.
You know, this kid probably is with CAA now. He's got the best managers, but now every single parent in every town in every city is going to bring their kid to Jack in the Box, Target, Walmart, and say, "Sing."
No, worse, Ted. They're going to say, "Yodel."
No, there's only room for one yodeler. Let's just make that clear.
Yodel. Right.
Yeah,
it's going to happen.
Sorry.
Please continue.
Ellen, get me to the Grand Ole Opry. Come on, I'm ready.
Good God, Stryker, you are a gift. You are a gift. Well, I had talked about it in the last segment. You know, different celebrities inspire different beauty trends. Some inspire plastic surgery trends. You want to have a cute little button nose, you name an actress, that type of thing when you go in. Well, the newest trend right now is because of Kendall Jenner's nipples.
I'm sorry?
You heard me. Kendall Jenner's nipples.
Playing a Saturday night.
Yeah, the outdoor Sahara stage. Tent? Okay. But the 22-year-old, she likes to wear some braless see-through fashion numbers, and it's making ladies go to the doctor's office in hopes of making their girls look pointier,
to have,
if you will.
Surgery to make that happen?
Yeah, to
Which
have their...
Jenner is this?
I'm sorry?
Which Kardashian Jenner is this?
Kendall.
Kendall Jenner.
I think she's the model, right?
Yes.
Sure. But basically, what's happening here is you're going in and you're asking for your nipples to be...
I love areola.
Okay, thank you for that, Kevin. You're asking for your nipples to be perkier, which could set you back about $700. And they're doing that with fillers.
Oh, no.
So they're using fillers as well for enlarging them. And some people are going in to get them lightened or darkened so they could be better seen through tops, that type of thing. Hmm. So congratulations on that. Oh, sweet Jesus.
That sounds crazy.
Is there a DIY for making nipples bigger? Like, we had the braces thing this week where you can do your own teeth. Is there a, like, at-your-home nipple kit?
Did you never play Tune in Tokyo as a kid?
Right.
Right?
Playing it right now at Coachella.
Good time.
In the Gobi tent.
There are people right now Googling Tune in Tokyo. What are they talking about? Oh, man. The 80s. Good stuff. Neil Patrick Harris is a huge art collector. I didn't know this, but he's not the stuffy kind of art collector that you're, oh, this is a one-of-a-kind, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the fake?
Yeah. He instead told somebody on the Late Late Show, probably the host of that. He's just telling an usher in the audience. That was weird. That he actually spent some good chunk of change on Disneyland's Haunted Mansion artwork. He's the proud owner of one of the original stretching portraits that features the bearded man on top of a TNT barrel. That's right when you walk in, right? And they have you in that circle room and then the artwork stretches up?
Yes.
Awesome. How much do you think that set him back?
I have no idea with art. What?
I'm going to guess on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going 199K.
Not bad. Word is he outbid Amazon's Jeff Bezos for the piece, set him back $172,000.
That's what I was going to say.
$500. $172,000.
That's a lot of Doogie Howser money right there just to get some art from that germ room at the Haunted Mansion. That round room you walk in, I get so panicky in there because you're standing next to these people who are breathing down your neck and the particles get in your nose and you get off the dune buggy when you're done and you have SARS or a flu when you get off that ride.
You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
never want to go to Disneyland with Stryker.
He's a germaphobe.
Holy crap. Well, let me leave you with, to me, the greatest news in a very long time. Did either of you ever watch SCTV?
Occasionally.
I watched a lot of the, obviously, when they were the reruns, but it came out 1976 to 1984. It was Second City Television. It was basically Toronto's Second City Group. Some of the funniest people in the world came out of there. John Candy came out of there. Eugene Levy. You've got Catherine O'Hara. Martin Short.
Love, 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 love.
Well, Netflix is putting together an SCTV reunion special.
All right.
The Hollywood Reporter says that none other than Martin Scorsese will direct the special. It's going to have Joe Flaherty, Eugene Levy, Andrea Martin, Catherine O'Hara, Martin Short. The show will be hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. Taped in front of a live audience on May 13th in Toronto, Canada. And the reunion is part of a Scorsese documentary about the TV series.
I was going to ask how he got to direct this.
Super obsessed, apparently. It's going to be shot over 3 days next month in Toronto as well. So that's great news. For if you haven't seen any of it, Google it, watch some of those clips, and you will realize how great sketch comedy was back then. Just some of the funniest things you'll ever see.
That sounds great.
Oh, good stuff. Some birthdays for you. Allison Williams, Ron Perlman, Aaron Lewis, and actor Ricky Schroeder. That's what's happening.
Thank you, Allie. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with Stryker's commercial free-for-all.
What's that, Kevin?
Is that happening today, Stryker?
I'm doing it from the K-Rock Coachella house. That is all request commercial free hour.
And it's all commercials that hour,
I mean, I
right?
did say that once. I did say it was all commercials.
I remember that.
Music free. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You too.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm just trying to do good work.
Well, you're not.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What did you do?
Pass it on.
Attention, y'all bitch-ass hoes. I quit.
Wah, wah, wah. Oh, I quit. Did you hear that?
Whoop, 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 whoop. That's it. That's whoa. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, no.
How are you going to celebrate tonight?
I probably have a Jägermeister.
I think we've given you a lot to chew on, so we'll leave you with that. And possibly see you Monday.
Thank you all for supporting science. I'm Bill Nye. See you next time.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.